Father, we just love you. Lord, we're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to experiencing this Shekinah glory that's going to fall upon us, this latter rain that's going to fall upon us, Lord. I just praise you, Father, and I'm praying for revival for everybody. Lord, you know there's a lot of lost people out there, Father, that needs your glory, Lord. They need this spirit of repentance drop down upon them from on high, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that you have made us the temple of God, and that your throne is sitting on our heart, and that river of water, it comes out across this tree of life called the tongue to heal the nations, Lord. And I thank you that this river of living water, the word of Almighty God that comes forth out of us, brings life to everything around us, Lord. And I thank you for that. And I praise you, Father, that we put the devil on flight, Lord, because you said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19 that you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy. And Father, you have put peace in our hearts. You have put the trust in our hearts, that trust that we just trust you, Lord, in every aspect of our walk with you, Lord. We trust you. We know that these circumstances that come up around us is a trial. If we're going to overcome or we're going to succumb. And Lord, we thank you that you have made us overcoming believers, Lord, because you've placed that great and bold faith in all of us to believe that. Circumstances don't bother us, Lord, because fear's out the door when we've got faith. And we know what our position with you is, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given that to us. And in the name of Jesus, I command any kind of communication mess ups not to happen tonight. I command all the spirits out of this room that would try to hinder that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that tonight's going to be an awesome time with you, Father. And I just praise you, Lord. And I thank you for all that's accomplished tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Okay. Get my little notebook thing here. And does anybody have any prayer requests?
I do.
Okay.
So there's never enough time to pray over everything. But yes, this week, my son was basically, he's 11 years old, was assaulted by his coach. And so I had to go to school today to kind of, you know, see what needs to happen and all of that. So I just want the Lord's, you know, perfect will. You know, I know he allowed it to happen for a purpose. So just want the Lord's perfect will, you know, concerning this, you know, situation for his grace to be over it. But I also, I think this morning, it's part of why the Lord allowed it to happen. This morning I was able to talk to a young lady, I think she's eighth grader, and she's blind, and she had a walking stick, and she had some faith, and I started talking to her about Jesus, and, you know, I just shared, you know, a little bit of my heart with her, and I said, Jesus is a healer, and so she began to tell me some things, and she's just very sweet. She said, I thank you. She's like, I think you're like an angel, and it was very sweet. But I just wanted to pray of agreement. She allowed me to lay my hands on her and pray for healing of a tumor that she has, or had in her head, and pray for healing for her eyes, and just a prayer of agreement.
Amen. Go ahead. Do you want to pray? You want us to pray?
I can pray.
Yes, do that. We'll believe with you.
Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for every day. I thank you for your grace, mercy, and love upon all of us, Father God, and all of the situations that we have to face, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you that we are not, even though we're in the world, we're not of the world, Father God, and we know these things have to happen, Father God, but I pray, Lord, that you be glorified, Lord, in the situation that my son's going through, Lord. I pray, Lord, that I know your word says that it's okay to be angry and sin not, Lord, but I pray that you keep me in perfect peace. And whatever the outcome is, Father God, that it would just be your perfect will, Lord. We forgive the man, Father God. We pray for his salvation, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And my son forgives him, Father God. But I pray, Lord, that your will concerning him, Father God, and your judgment concerning him and his actions would come swiftly, Father God, and whatever it might be, Lord, in Jesus' name, and that you would put peace in our heart. And I lift up to you, Jasmine, Father God. I thank you for the time to be able to minister to her and just speak healing over her and give her faith, Father God, by speaking your word to her. I pray that you would just continue to do the work in her life, Father God. Just lead her to salvation, Father God. I don't know if she's given her heart to you or not, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that you would just come to her in a dream and a vision, Father God. Make it clear to her who her Savior is, Father God. She has faith, Father God. So I pray, Father God, for her continued healing of her eyes, Father God, that she would be completely healed, Lord. All the sores on her skin, Father God, I speak a healing to them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I command the spirit of infirmity to loose her body and go in the name of Jesus. And I speak death to that tumor, Father God, to that that's growing in her brain, Father God, in Jesus' name. I speak death right now in Jesus' name, and I command it to loose her and go in Jesus' name. Every iniquity, Father God, coming down from the family lines, every curse, Father God, let it be broken now in Jesus' name. Let the blood of Jesus cover her, Lord. And may your grace, Father God, be sufficient for her life, Father God, and lead her to salvation, Father God, as well as her family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just put our faith with Angelica. And what's the little girl's name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. With Jasmine, and Lord, we just believe, and we thank you, Lord, that you're going to do a mighty miracle there for that girl, in Jesus' name, and you're going to make a mighty woman of God out of her, in the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord, for that testimony.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord. I believe that, y'all.
Yes.
Amen, I do
for
too.
Sure.
Hey, I did want to ask you, Angelica, is Albert and Lisa back yet?
They are back. Lisa's doing better. She was having a hard time, but she's doing better and overcoming grief. And Albert's back at work. So
okay.
Praise the Lord that they came home safely, and the Lord kept them from that storm that was hitting Florida. You know, in North Carolina, I think they had to kind of stop by, but they dismissed it. So praise the Lord for keeping them safe.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Well, thank you very much. All right. Anybody else?
Michael?
Yes, Nora, go ahead. No, who is this? This is Mia?
No, it's Anna.
Oh, okay, Anna.
Yes. Could you pray for me? You know, I have sharp pain in teeth whole month. Oh, with non-stop. It's all left side of that, with pain. You know.
Okay, Anna, I'm sorry. Somebody help me here. Figure out what she's what she wants us to pray for.
I have sharp pain in teeth. Left side, all left side. Whole month with non-stop. Even head of left side is sharp pain.
She's having sharp pain, but is it, I don't know, she's saying inside. I don't know if it means like her gut or
her
abdomen. In her abdomen, I'm not sure.
Okay.
In teeth.
Yeah,
it's
ears.
Ears.
No, it's
ears.
Ears. Teeth. The mouth. It's in her mouth. It's like the left side of her mouth, the teeth. Really hurt, and her whole head on the left side is also hurting because of the sharp pain
okay.
in her teeth.
All right, let's just pray. Well, Father, we lift up Anna to you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you've placed bold faith in her to believe what this word says. Her word says she's not under the curse, And she has authority over that. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over it. We command the pain to go. We command that spirit of infirmity to go. And all pain, leave her body right now in Jesus' name. And all the effects of that pain, go right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that every cell, every muscle, every organ in her body is healed in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that Anna is completely healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. You believe that, Anna?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I'm sorry I'm having trouble with you, but it's me. It's not you, huh? All right. I believe you healed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, anyone else?
Michael?
Yeah, wait.
Sunday, our sofa broke. Sofa sleeper broke. And I picked it up from my neighbor to take the leg out, and the material of the sofa tore the flesh off of my leg. It was just too heavy to hold, and I put it off against my chest. And now it's not healing well, and my right leg usually doesn't heal well on a shin, but now it's my left leg, and it's not healing well either. And I just want prayer for my left shin for a skin abrasion, a large skin abrasion, and it'll heal up swiftly.
Okay. Now, when we pray, you start speaking the right confession, okay? In the name of Jesus right now, we come against this skin abrasion. We come against the pain in his legs. We command it to go, and we command the skin abrasions to heal up in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that Wade is completely healed, and we command any kind of effects of diabetes to leave his body right now in Jesus' name. You go right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that Wade is completely healed, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, right
Amen.
Now, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for supernatural energy that you're placing into Wade, right now, in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that Wade is healed, in Jesus' name. Amen, Wade?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anybody else?
I have a praise report.
Okay, that's what I like to hear.
We prayed for my sister and her situation with her about losing her job. She was told that pretty much it was, you know, an impossible situation, and she was going to have to be let go. But a miracle happened, and she gets to keep her job. She just found out yesterday. And she knows that was God, and we're just praising him, and we just give him all the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for answer to prayer. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. That's good. That's good news. I got that down in the book. Awesome.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Praise report, testimony, prayer, whatever.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, Kurt, go ahead.
I spoke with Connie today, my youngest daughter, and they're going to be leaving probably tomorrow to go down to Florida to see her grandkids, and then they're going to come back up here and visit with us. She said maybe about 10 or 12 days, she's not sure of how long, but they have a dog that they didn't want to leave with anybody because the dog is real skittish except just with them, so they'll be coming with a dog, and, you know, I don't know of anybody that would allow them to stay there with a dog, I don't know. At any rate, it would be a lot cheaper on them than a motel room all that time, so... Lord, I just pray that you'll make a way, that they'll have a place to stay, and it's not going to cost them an arm, a leg, a tooth, and a toenail because they're on limited money. And I just pray that their hearts will be open to receive all that you want them to receive while they're here, and that it'll be a blessing to them, Lord, and a blessing to us too. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yep, I believe it. I believe they'll have a place to stay. Lord will make a way, even if they have to put the dog up in a hotel, in a doggy hotel. I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff works. But anyway, thank you, Lord, for making a way for Connie to stay with somebody. In Jesus' name. All right, anybody else?
Hey,
Michael.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to ask for prayer for strength for me and my wife. Moving, you know, because we're moving down there. And I mean, certainly not liking it right now, and it is our flesh. So if you all agree with me, we'll pray.
Okay, what day you think you'll be here, Matt?
I honestly don't know, Mike.
Okay. All right.
Whenever the Lord gets us there.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're leaving early on the 21st, so.
Okay. Is Blake coming with you?
He's not coming.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to pray? You want us to?
I want to pray, but I want you all to agree with me, so.
Okay, we will.
All right. Heavenly Father, we come against this enemy coming against us, Lord, that we know this move is from you, Lord, and please be with us, guide us, and protect us, Lord, and help us to get things together speedily, Lord. And we thank you for your mercy, Lord, for all that you do, and guiding us and protecting us all the way down there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, Lord, that on the way down here, they're not going to have any mishaps. And Lord, we thank you that Anna's not going to get car sick on the way down here, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We just believe that. I believe that. I don't believe Anna's going to get sick. She's going to enjoy the ride all the way, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 All right. Anybody else?
I have a slight testimony and praise report for the Lord.
Go for it.
Okay. This was, I think it was, let me speak to you, Wednesday. I just began to pray to the Lord concerning, you know, his presence and ministering to him, and just had some questions on my heart. Some things I've been thinking about, some scripture and things like that. And the Lord spoke, and what I felt he was saying was that, you know, I was praying in the spirit. I was just praying, but then I felt like the Lord told me, you know, that his son paid the price that we could enter into his presence, and that his people are embarrassed to enter into his presence. And I just thought about that, what that meant. And I thought about the price that the Lord paid for us, you know, and I thought about, you know, when we're in the world, we're not so shameful about the things we do, but when we come to Christ, you know, he has a specific way that he wants us to praise him and minister to him. And it seems foolish to us, you know, it might seem foolish, or, you know, and I'm not speaking for everyone, because I'm sure that it's not, you know, once you reach a certain understanding, it's not, but, to clap for the Lord, or shout, you know, a shout of praise, or, you know, wherever you're at, or, you know, just, you know, maybe for fear that, you know, you're going to get some sort of wrong spirit, but the word says that the Lord would never give you something that, you know, if you asked him for something, that he would never give you something that, you know, that's false. And so I just had a really strong conviction, and I broke down crying, and the Lord, you know, just caused me to just kind of intercede from, you know, from my, I just repented for myself, for the body of Christ, for any pride in my heart that would cause me to think that I was anything higher or greater for not, you know, wanting to enter into his presence his way more often. And so I was just really grateful that he gave me that, because it was something that he put upon me, the burden to just kind of intercede and pray and ask the Lord for forgiveness. And I had it on my heart because, you know, we're all in a battle, and we're all in our own wilderness. And the scripture, you know, declares that unless the presence of the Lord, unless the praises go before, you know, the battle and his presence goes before us, we are not going to win, and he will not back us. And so we need to learn how to get into his presence, and we need to learn how to do it his way, that he might bless us in doing and being obedient and ministering to him and praising him, because he's Almighty God, because he does everything for us. And you know, there's nothing that he doesn't do for us. Everything is by his grace, by his glory. There's, we can't boast. And he gave me some scripture, and I just wanted to read that concerning this. And it's 1 Corinthians 1:25. Let me turn there. All the way to 29. And it's, because of the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things, the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to not the things that are. And that's something that really convicted me. You know, we forget that the Lord chose us because we're weak, and we should never approach the Lord, or even maybe, you know, in our pride, not approach the Lord, you know, concerning his presence going before us and going to battle without his presence. And I also got Acts 3:19. Let me just turn there. 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And so I just know that there is such an abundance of refreshing and peace in his presence. And so that's what I'm praying for us all.
Well, that's a right on word. That's a right on word. Praise God. Thank you, Angelica. Is that the word you got for the question? Because that,
yes,
sure,
sir.
Seems like it is.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Okay. Anybody else?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jackie.
I have a prayer request. I'm going to be traveling tomorrow, if the Lord wills, down to Florida to see my brother. I prayed much on it, and the Lord gave me some awesome confirmations, very clear, distinct confirmations to go. My family, a lot of my other family are going down at the same time, so I would just like prayer. I gave you the testimony last week about how awesome the Lord worked the pure love and peace in my family, and the healing and restoration he's doing. And I would just like you to pray that everything goes well, and that the Lord will keep a guard over my mouth, and let me just be an oracle of his truth, and not to speak anything that would hurt or offend anybody. This is the brother that is having the marital problems. So I believe the Lord's sending us all down there for some healing and to minister to him and to just love on him. And so just basically that's about it. And just for us, you know, how to get along and everything and be healthy and safe and for strength. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I want
Father,
it all.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't blame you. I want it for you. Lord, we just thank you that you are going to give Jackie great and bold witness, wisdom, Lord, while she's down there with her brother and her family, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for your angels that's going to surround about her and her vehicle all the way down there. She's not going to have any problems. Matter of fact, Lord, we just thank you that she's going to put on some praise tape and she's going to praise you all the way down there. And it's going to be a short trip. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you are going to put a watch before her lips and you're going to guide and direct her steps, Lord. And Father, that she's only going to say what you want her to say, Father, and she's not going to get ahead of you. And Father, we just praise you that she's going to be a light to all of her family members down there, and they're going to be able to listen, and they're going to be watching her, what her actions are and how she's going to respond. And Father, she's going to respond just like Jesus would. And Lord, we thank you that they're going to ask her, what puts the peace in your heart like you have in these situations? And she'll be able to tell them that it's Jesus. It's knowing that Jesus is in charge, that he's the one that's orchestrating this whole thing for one thing, and that is to mature us or to get our eyes on him. And Father, we thank you that it's going to be a wonderful praise report when she gets back. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to protect her on the way down there and on the way back. And Father, we just ask that you place it in her heart to stop by and say hello before she gets all the way home. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
I'm flying down now.
Are you?
Flying.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
It just came up impromptu. My family had been planning for a couple months to go, and they had asked me, and I've been praying on it, and I didn't really feel peace about it until like maybe about like a month ago. I sort of felt the Lord saying I might be going, and then when they came here and, you know, he worked up miracle in everybody, I got a confirmation then, and then I prayed and got a bunch of good words and a second witness, and so I just kind of decided about two or three days ago to join
in,
because it's the Lord's will for me to be there. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do, but I am flying down because my family from up here will be flying down too. So.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you for surrounding that airplane. Make sure it stays up in the air when it's supposed to and comes down when it's supposed to safely. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
There
thank
and
you,
back.
Michael.
Bet. Amen. Keep me posted.
Yes, sir, I will. I'll text.
All right. Okay.
All
praise
right,
God.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jackie. You forgot to mute your phone.
I'm stuck on mute. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's right. Just go ahead on.
I've been doing, you know, my family, when I saw it last week or 2 weeks ago, I was like, wow, Lord, it's just a miracle. And I guess that's what he's going to do now.
I believe that. I believe it. I truly do.
Amen. I guess I could share part of a testimony, because my sister that I had a lot of animosity with, the one that is the quote, she calls herself a diehard Catholic, and
yep.
Really came against me hard over the last, I don't know, umpteen years. And she is so excited that we're getting together, and she said, We're gonna set an example, and we're not gonna gossip, and you know, we're not gonna talk about anybody, and we're just gonna have a good time. And like, she's just listing like all these things that she's planning, like not doing, but she was kind of joining with me, you know. So she's real excited. So I see the Lord working in that too, because she's just full of love, and she just wants peace and love. And So I'm hoping the Lord just opens her eyes while I'm down there too.
Amen. Amen. I believe you will.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, Marlene.
Yep, it's going to happen.
Yeah, hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for softening them old, hard, stony hearts in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Taking them old Catholic blinders off.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, all right. Anybody else?
Yeah, Michael, I'd just like to pray for, we're going to go to the youth detention center in Omaha on Sunday, and I'd just like everyone to agree with me in prayer. Father, we just come together and agree in prayer that you're going to give us safe travel both down and back, and that you'll be with us there. You'll give us the words to speak and the thoughts you want us to have, and just help each one of those young people to realize that we represent Jesus. And what we say is what he would say to them, and help them to receive truth and just prepare their hearts ahead of time. Whoever would be there, whether it's a guard or an inmate or whoever it is, Lord, that they would just receive what your word says and give them grace. And we just thank you, Lord, for that you're going to be with us, and you're going to just make that study be a success. And now we will be led by your Spirit. We know that it's not us, but it's you in us. And we thank and we praise you for what you're going to do on Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I'd like to pray on that too. Lord, we thank you for Marlon's heart. And Lord, we thank you for sending him down there, because those prisoners have heard that they're going to hell for so many times by other pastors and preachers. They tell them that they're going to hell if they don't do this, and they're going to hell. They've heard that too many times. Now they're going to get that, how to get out of there, how to escape all of that bondage that they're in, Father, with the truth of the word. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for placing it in Marlon to go down there, Lord, and give him the truth, Lord. And we thank you that he's going to be ever diligent to speak only what you want him to say, Lord. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We're looking for a mighty praise report, Lord, from this trip that Marlon's taking down there to Omaha, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for setting that captives free down there in the name, even the guards too, because they're just as in much bondage most of the time than the people that are in the prison. Father, we thank you that they're going to be set free too, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God go with you, Marlon.
Amen. Yes. Okay. Anybody else? Well, Tuesday, Angelica asked the question that we ought to ask the Lord, and I thought it was a good one. Lord, how do you want us to minister to you the way that you want us to? And Father, I just thank you that you've already given us some awesome words through Angelica, and I praise you for that, Lord. All right. Anybody get a word?
Yes, I got a word.
Okay, Terry.
The first verse that I got was Matthew, it was a passage, Matthew 26, 6 through 13. And it's about the woman who anoints Jesus with oil. And did you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead and read it and just kind of explain what you think the Lord was telling you.
Okay. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume, and she poured it on his head as he was reclined at the table. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, "Why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed to me. For you always had the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her. And then I also got the story of the man who found the treasure in the field and sold everything he had and bought the field. And then I also got the story of,
You want to give us the verse references?
Okay, let me see here. Matthew 13:44 is the treasure in the field. And let's see here. He gave me just verse after verse after verse. And they were just all so good. Oh, here it is. Mark 1, verse 20, or starting in verse 20. And it's about when the apostle, two of the apostles, they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. And then the last one I got was 1 Timothy 6, verse 11. And it says, and it was talking about all the things of the world. And then it says, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness.
Amen. Those are good. Every one of them was good.
Yeah. So basically, you know, I just believe he's just saying he's worth everything and nothing in the world is worth anything. And we just need to leave everything in the world and just go after him completely. And I think pouring the oil over Jesus, you know, it was costly oil. And so there's a price to pay, but yet it's really nothing compared to what we gain. And so that's what I got.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Let's see here. All right, anybody? Yes, go ahead.
My wife and I have each have a word.
I'll go first. I opened my book. It's random, and I got Isaiah 25:1. Oh Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Come before him with praise and singing. And also, if you give me
okay, well.
What was that reference now? Isaiah 45, what?
Isaiah 25, I believe.
It's Isaiah
25,
verse
1. Isaiah
25,
verse
1. I got you. Okay, thank you.
And mine is 1 Chronicles 29:9-10. The people rejoiced for that they offered willingly because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to Jehovah. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed Jehovah before all the assembly, and David said, blessed be thou, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. And I was just touched by with a perfect heart that they came before the Lord.
Amen. Another good one. Those are good ones. Yeah, we come before him with a perfect heart. Everybody rejoices. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord rejoices too. Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Anything else? Okay.
That was it.
All right. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, Michael. I got Titus 2, verse 7 and 8. And this is out of the numeric. In all things, showing thyself an example of good works. In the teaching, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part be ashamed, having no evil to say of us.
Amen. So what did you get out of that, Marlon?
That we should be an example for one thing, and so that the people that we're ministering to or talking to don't have any reason to find anything wrong with us.
Amen. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Lord, don't let us be a bad example for you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else?
Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Gano.
Okay, the one I saw, put my finger on, was in John chapter 20, and my finger was kind of between verses 15 and 16, but I would like to start with the end of verse 14, and this was right after Jesus rose from the dead, and this was when Mary went to the tomb, and anyway, she turned around and beholdeth Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith to her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith to him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith to her, Miriam. She turned and saith to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto the Father, but go unto my brethren, and tell them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. And what I was seeing from this was to know his voice, to have a relationship with him, that when he speaks, we recognize him, and she recognized him immediately when he called her name. And I guess that is one of the things that is something that I have just, that's really been my prayer, that in these days that I will hear his voice, that I will recognize him and know that it's him, and it's not someone, you know, trying to lead me astray. And she immediately recognized his voice. And, you know, that was a blessing to him, too. She knew him. He spoke to her, and she knew him. And he told her to go and tell his brethren. And so that's like sharing the gospel is what I was seeing in that. So I thought that was an awesome verse. It was one that is something that I seek to do. Thank you.
Amen. Good word. Good boy, we're getting some good words tonight. Praise God. Okay. Lord, we just thank you that all of us, you're going to bring your word to all of us, Lord, that we can hear your voice, Lord, and we want to be led by your spirit. We want to be led and heard by your spirit, Lord. We want to hear you at all times that you're speaking to us, Father. All times, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're bringing us into that realm, Father, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Michael?
Is that a word?
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Okay, thank you. I got Matthew 24, 45 and 46, but I was going to read 44 also, if it's okay.
Matthew, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Matthew 24, 44. Therefore be ye also ready, for in an hour that ye think not the Son of Man cometh.
Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath set over his household to give them their food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. And I just got out of it that the Lord wants us to keep watch and to be ready, to be faithful and to keep serving, because we don't know, and that it's good as servants of the Lord for him to be finding us doing his will whenever he comes.
Amen. Father, we just ask that you keep us in your perfect will at all times, Lord. We thank you, Father, for all of that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us to do that. In Jesus' name. Lord, place it in our hearts to do all that you want us to do, Father. Lead us into those things that you want us to go into and out of the things you want us out of. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I also thought, amen, Lord, I also thought it kind of went along with the Lord leading me down to Florida for the next week to be with my family, to be faithful, like he's showing me to be faithful and serve, you know, where he takes us, and just to be a vessel, to be an open vessel, because I'm was really stepping out in faith and going. So I kind of thought the word he gave me confirmed all of that too. So I praise you, Lord. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for talking through all of us. In the name of Jesus. Okay. Who's next?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's this, Matt?
Stan.
Oh, Stan. Okay.
Yeah. This I didn't get at random, but as soon as the question was asked, it came to mind. It's John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29. And I guess the Pharisees talking, or the Jews. They said, therefore, unto him, unto Jesus, what must we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent.
Amen. Yep. He wants us to believe on the Lord. Amen. All right. Anybody else?
Michael?
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't get mine at random, but what I did was referenced scripture that had the word minister in, minister to the Lord, or something similar. The first one, I got several. The first one is from the NIV, and I really don't care for that version, but in this verse, it did say minister, where some of the others said walk with the Lord or something like that. So 1 Samuel 2:30, therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that members of your family would minister before me forever. But now, the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. I guess, you know, that speaks for itself. You know, it's important to, when you minister before the Lord, that you are honoring him with your actions and words. Okay, the next one was 1 Chronicles 16, verses 4 through 6. And he, that was meaning David, appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, then Jeiel, Shemra, Amoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaniah, and Obed-Edom. Jeiel with stringed instruments and harps, but Asaph made music with cymbals. Benaniah and Jehaziel, the priests, regularly blew the trumpets before the Ark of the Covenant of God. So, you know, that shows that the Lord wants us to minister Him also with music and praise and to thank Him. And then Psalm 101:6, this is the Amplified version. My eyes will be on the faithful, honorable of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks blamelessly is the one who will minister to and serve me. So there again, you know, He wants us to, He wants our hearts to be good towards Him and to be blameless towards Him as we're serving Him. And then Isaiah 56:6, also the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to Him and to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath without profaning it and holds fast to my covenant by conscientious obedience. Then Ezekiel 40, verse 46, the chamber which faces north is for the priests who have charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok from the sons of Levi who come near the Lord to minister to Him. And that one, you know, obviously we need to draw near to the Lord as we minister to Him. Then Ezekiel 44:15-16. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to minister to me. And they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. They shall enter my sanctuary, and they shall come near my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge. And there again, it talks about, you know, coming near to the Lord. Then Acts 13, verses 2-3, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them. Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So, you know, they ministered to the Lord, you know, in order to hear from the Holy Spirit. And then Revelation, this didn't mention minister, but it's, you know, very important. Revelation 4:8-11. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. And that's all. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise God. They're talking about the Lord there. Praise God. Living creatures shall give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sitteth on the throne, to Him that liveth forever and ever. And then 24 elders shall fall down before Him that sitteth on the throne, shall worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and shall cast their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy art Thou, our Lord and our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power. For Thou didst create all things, and because of Thy will, they were and were created. He called those things that were not as though they were. As Angelica talked about. All right, anybody else? Well, I got Psalms 40. Psalms 40. I'm going to give you time to get there because we're going to go through this. Psalms 40, we're going to start out in verse 1. We're going to go through the whole thing because it's all applicable. Psalm 40, verse 1 says this. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord. Just like Angelica was talking about earlier, she had a verse that talked about this. Waited patiently. We get in the quiet place. We've talked about this before on the conference call. And wait upon the Lord. You seek the Lord in your morning hours or whatever it is when you seek the Lord. And you wait to hear from him. Lord, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you have for me today. And listen. And listen. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He's going to answer you. Somebody needs to mute your phone. That may be Kurt. Just a minute. Okay, probably was. Okay. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He set my feet on the rock. Who's the rock? That's Jesus. Praise God. He took every one of us out of that horrible pit that we were in when we got saved. And he set us on the rock, and he established. He told us. The word tells us how to live from that point on. He established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. We just praise God on the mountaintop. We praise God in the valleys, don't we? We praise God in all circumstances that come around us. Whether good or bad, it don't make any difference, because those trials and tribulations that we go through are for us. And he works all things to our good. Many shall see it and fear, and here comes the big one, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed, happy, oh happy is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. When you make the Lord your trust, miracles happen. And you don't have to fear anymore about these circumstances that come up, because you know that the Lord brought them up around you. And you just, oh, okay, that's the Lord. I'm just going to praise you, Father, for this. And I'm going to do what you told me to do. I'm going to turn the other cheek, or I'm going to keep my mouth shut, or I'm just going to speak as an oracle of the Lord. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. And blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. He don't want us to be proud, does he? He wants us to be humble. Nor such as turn aside to lies. Mm-mm. We're not to lie. It don't make any difference. If it goes against us, we're still not to lie. And God will honor you because of it. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be set in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, there are more than can be numbered. That is so true, man. The things that God has done for all of us. It's just too numerous for me to even start to begin to number them. Sacrifice and offering thou hast no delight in. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. He requires obedience over and above everything else. Sacrifice doesn't mean near as much to him as obedience does. Then said I, lo, I am come. In the roll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. And so we do. We delight to do what God wants us to do. That's our walk with God. And we put that word in our heart by renewing our mind with the word of God daily. And we put it in there. That's how you put that law into your heart. It's by reading the word of God and renewing your mind with it and studying and meditating on those words of wisdom that God's given us. He said, I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great assembly. Lo, I will not refrain my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great assembly. We glorify God in when we're in fellowship with everybody, with our testimonies, with all of those things that God has done for us. And it glorifies God. And we don't hold back. He doesn't want us to hold back from glorifying him. If you've got a testimony, give it, because it glorifies God. He said, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great assembly. In other words, he's told everybody that he is righteous. That's what this walk, this holy walk that God has us. We speak those things that are not as though they were. We have declared that we're righteous before God. We have declared his faithfulness, and we declare our salvation. I have not concealed thy love and kindness. We know that the Lord loves us, and we know that the truth that he's given us out of the word of God, and we declare it before the fellowship and before the great assembly. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord, and let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. We want God's mercies, and we want God's grace upon everybody. And so if we want God's grace and we want his mercy, then we have to give the same thing. You reap what you sow. If you sow grace, a lot of grace, you're going to reap a lot of grace. God, looks like we talked about last night, if you love the brethren more than yourself, if you serve the brethren more than you serve your own flesh, God sees that, and that he accounts that a lot up there, and he's marking up grace up there for you already. Man, look, he's got grace. I'm going to check mark another one. Look, there's another one. And then when you do stumble, he's going to give you a lot of grace if you stumble. And even if you don't, you're going to have a lot of grace. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart hath failed me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. This is when the Lord helps you. It's when you've sown grace and you've sown the love of God to the brothers and sisters of God. God's going to do the same for you. He's going to help you. And he's going to put to shame the people that have come against you, just like it says in verse 14. Let them be put to shame and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor that delight in my hurt. God wants us to have grace for everybody, even our enemies. He wants us to love our enemies. Let them be desolate for reason of their shame that said unto me, aha, aha. And let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Lord, be magnified. That's what he wants. God wants us to magnify him. He wants us to praise him continuously. He wants us to sing to him. He wants us to sing in the spirit to him. He wants us to do all of those things, praise him and trust him and exercise our faith in him and our trust in him. And he goes on to say in the last verse here in verse 17, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. So there he's doing what Isaiah 45:11 said. He said, ask me of the things that are to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. He said, command ye me. And that's what he's doing there. He said, make no tarrying, O my God. Come on, God, just get quick here now. let's get this. Help me to get delivered here. And we can do the same thing. If we're walking in the righteous ways of God, we can also, Lord, do a quick work in me. Help me to get rid of this flesh quickly, Lord. Help me to be an overcomer. Let the flesh be the mule for my spiritual man. That's what we want. That's what we're striving for while we're walking down here in the flesh of our body. Amen. Anybody see anything else in there? All right. Has anybody got another word? Somebody got a word?
I like how on verse 10 it says, I have not hid my righteousness within my heart. And I was convicted when the Lord spoke with me because I felt like a part of me was prideful, not wanting to, but just probably the unregenerated man in me, you know, that remains, like the man that said, you know, I believe, Lord, forgive my unbelief. Sometimes there's things in us that still remain that maybe the Lord has not dealt with, you know, at the time, or that we, you know, has not revealed to us. And but we know that something's there, you know, within our spirit that maybe is not right with the Lord. So I think it's always good to confess that.
Amen. Yeah. We want the Lord to take all vestiges of the flesh away from us. Now, he's already told us he's not going to do it all at once. It's a stage at a time. It's a stage at a time. We get rid of this. We overcome that. And then the next thing pops up. Now, we got to deal with that. And the Lord told us, you know, you're not going to conquer the promised land all at once. You're going to take it bit by bit. Because that way you get more word in you. You get more word as you're going along there, and you see where this other thing is a hindrance to you. And you pray about that, and you get rid of that. And the Lord brings these trials in front of you, and you overcome, and you conquer that portion of the enemy. And then the Lord puts another one in front of you after you've renewed your mind some more, and you're learning, and it's a process. It's just like that book David wrote, Salvation, Instant and Progressive. It's a process. We're instantly saved in our spirit, but then the Lord works on us to get the soul saved as we walk this daily walk. And he shows us, he brings these circumstances before us so that we can overcome them. I remember we were in Bible study yesterday, and a sister brought up that Madame Guyon, I think most of you know who she was, that she would always pray that the Lord would bring her trials so that she would stay humble. And he did too, boy. He brought some trials on that lady. And she was matured because of it. So that's, you know, I'm not there yet. I'm still working on the trial that I've got, you know, and we all are, but we all want to get to that place of perfection, that where we can walk in confidence only in the Lord, not in ourselves. There ain't nothing we've got that God wants. I'm telling you, all he wants is us to keep our eyes focused on him, listen to him for every step of the way. Amen. So, has anybody else got a scripture? If not, I'd like to just talk about what we've all talked about here. How do y'all perceive that God wants us to minister to him? Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I got a verse here, but it's kind of like out of Exodus, and it's talking about all these different parts of the tabernacle. It's in Exodus 39:40, the hangings of the court, its pillars and the sockets and the screen for the court gate, its cords and the pegs, all the utensils for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, and the garments of ministry to minister in the holy place, the holy garments of Aaron, the priest, and his sons' garments to minister as priests. And according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work, and Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it, and Moses blessed them. Now, in this particular version, it's a New King James Version, I noticed something else, like in this chapter, they have something written in capital letters here. It says, holiness to the Lord. And this was a signet and an engraving. This is in verse 39-30. And this is in capital letters, and this, the way they printed it here. And so my eye was directed there when I was looking at this verse. And it just seems to me that he wants us to minister as priests, and this holiness to the Lord as the signet engraving for our temple, and for the to minister as priests in our temple to keep the light shining in the city. Well, there was the seven lights there, and for that candle they had in their temple of old, and each light represents a different spirit, so, and a different thing, like the central light would be the Spirit of God, and then the right arm and the left arm would go off into knowledge and understanding and things, just like it. I got some verses from Isaiah 11 and 1 and 2 there. But anyway, when I first read it, I sort of said, well, we should be ministering in the holiness of the Lord. And I just don't understand how all these different parts would be applicable for today. Because they do probably mean something, but I don't really know. That's it.
Yeah. Well, as far as all of these things that are put in there, they all represent something. And it's actually just a building of this mobile temple that we have. That's the way I see it. And the Lord is making our mobile temple, and he's anointing it with the Holy Spirit when we get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that leads us, and he guides us and shows us what to do and all of that stuff. And it's just the building of the temple. And that's good. That is awesome. That goes right along with what we're talking about here. The holy garments is the righteous acts of the saints, you know. Go ahead. Somebody was going to say something.
I was going to say, amen. I think that just like the Lord in the physical tabernacle had his very specific specifications, the Lord just gave us all the scripture that's real specific to how he wants us to live our lives, and so that when we do approach him, that our sacrifice will be pleasing unto him, that oil, that, well, the obedience is basically our sacrifice, but that's the oil that that's poured upon him, because we honor his son, we honor his word, and that's why, at least that's why I feel I'm getting out of that.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it all represents something for us today. It's a type and a shadow for our walk with Christ today. And I praise God for all of these old things that he talks about in there. I believe the sweet incense is the prayers of the saints, you know, represents that. Anyway, that's good, Andrew. Thank you. All right. Anybody else want to venture out and tell us what the Lord has shown you through all of these verses tonight, your aspect? Because everybody's got to see something different, you know, than somebody else. And it all fits. It all fits. So what do you think that the Lord is ministering to you to how to minister to him in these verses tonight? Well, I'll get it started. I believe that the Lord wants us, first of all, he wants that love for him. Love him more than anything else. Just like Jesus, when they ask him, what are the top commandments? He said to love the Lord God with all your heart, you know, and all your might and all your strength. And the next is like unto it, is to love your brothers more like you love yourself. And that love, if you love the Lord, you're going to obey his commandments. That's what he talked about in John. And in 1 John, if you love the Lord, you're going to abide in his commandments. You're going to do what he asks you to do. You're going to be doing the Beatitudes. You're going to be doing what the Sermon on the Mount says and what Paul talked about all through there. You're going to be calling those things that are not as though they were. In your walk, I'm talking about, just in your walk now, and how to minister to God. And how you minister to God is obedience. And how do you minister to God is that love that he requires out of each one of us. And how you minister to God the way he wants you to is to praise him in all things. Now, there's a lot more there, and I want y'all to help me out here now. And let's talk about this a little bit. There's many things that the Lord requires out of us in order to minister to him the way he wants us to. It's not a one subject item here. It's a plethora of items. It all works together. Amen.
Amen. You know, I think the Lord wants us to minister to him because we really want to, not because we think we have to. And I think it has to come from a pure heart to really want to be one with him. And I know my prayer always is, you know, Lord, because I know I'm not where I want to be and where I need to be, but my prayer always is, you know, Lord, change me from the inside out. And, but I think it's the most important thing is to minister to him because we really love him and we really want to.
Amen. Amen. I think when we first start out, I believe like Marlene is talking about there, that we want to, and sometimes we don't want to, but we make ourselves do it. And but once you get into it, the Lord is so merciful with us and so gracious with us that he anoints us to do that. And we come into that, and then we think about it the next time. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get in the presence of God again because I remember what it felt like the last time. And, you know, that the Lord helps us in those instances where sometimes we feel a little bit down. But if you just start praising the Lord in those down times, I know as well as y'all do that we get in those places where we don't want to praise the Lord. We just want to just go off and die somewhere sometime. But if we praise the Lord, you'll come out of that and he'll place you into that place of joy and peace that he puts into your heart. That's good, Marlene. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yes, I also got Psalm 104, verse 34, which says, "My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord."
Okay, that's Psalm 104?
Yes, verse 34.
34, okay. What'd you get out of there?
Well, I think that just goes along with what she was saying about just enjoying the Lord, and you know, your meditation of him shall be sweet. It should be a delight, and he does that for us. Like you said, you know, even when we don't feel like it, when we make ourselves just get in that place alone with the Lord and start worshiping, he will do that for us, and he does do that. And I also got Psalm 112, verse 7. And that says, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord."
Amen. That's just exactly what we've been talking about, isn't it?
Yep.
Trusting in the Lord. His heart is fixed. He's trusting in the Lord. Praise God. So there it is again, see? He doesn't, you know, we shouldn't care about these things that come around us. I know we do, but if we just praise him, said, "Oh, okay, I know what this is. Lord, I just thank you for this. I praise you, Lord, that you're going to bring me out of this in quick time." And he will, too. He'll bring you, he'll slap out of there real quick.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Terry. All right. Anybody else?
I just agree with what you were saying, Michael, about sometimes, you know, we're just you know, the desire kind of leaves you. You're just kind of maybe burnt out, a little empty, because maybe you've poured out to your family. You've been pouring out, ministering. And, you know, so I think that, you know, it might be that we forget that, you know, we think we have to do the work, you know, minister to the people, because, you know, God requires that, you know, we be a good witness and all of that. But that's not first and foremost. I think what the Lord is saying is that if you seek my presence and you're doing all of these things, then I will pour out to you and refresh your spirit and give you, you know, of his works, you know, so that you don't even have to think about what, you know, what to do, what to say. He gives it to you when he refreshes your spirit. And, you know, it just takes, you know, the takes us saying, you know what, Lord, I just need to spend this time with you. I just need to get in my closet. I don't care how long it takes. I don't, you know, I just, you first and foremost. And without you, this whole, you know, the gospel just does not work. Without your presence, you know, we don't have the victory. We don't have that refreshing. We don't have what we need, that oil to share again. You know, once when we get refilled, we can pour out again and again and again, you know. So I think I just praise the Lord for just putting that, you know, giving all of us that. I think it's really important for what you're praying for, revival, you know, because judgment begins in the house of the Lord, but also revival, I believe, is going to begin in the house of the Lord and begins with us and seeking his presence and doing everything we need to, as much as the Lord's given us to do, to get in his presence and to just truly seek after his spirit, and he does the rest.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Praise God. When we pray for revival, the Lord wants us to be praying for the lost out there. And when we pray for the lost, you know, some of you know that I've been studying some of these old revivals and what's happened and how they began. And they began by prayer. These men and women would travail in the Spirit. They'd get the presence of God in there, and they would travail in the Spirit for the lost people of their community. And that was how revival would break out. It come from the top down, but he uses our prayers. Praise God. Yeah, and we praise God, you know, for the salvation of these people that we've been praying for, because we know it's already a done deal. Praise God. All right, anybody else?
This evening when I was asking the Lord for a word, I got Proverbs 25, verses 1 and 2, three times within a matter of 5 to 10 minutes. And it's these also are Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's what we've been doing. We've been searching out these matters. Praise God. Some of you have gone in there and searched out what it is to praise the Lord. And boy, it's awesome. It's been awesome tonight. It really has. It's really blessed me tremendously. And I'm sure it has y'all too. Okay, has anybody else got a how the Lord wants to be ministered to?
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, okay, no.
I was just going to share, this is when we were going to a small fellowship some years ago. They had a guest speaker there, and he was, the thing that I thought was, that really impressed me, he said, you know, people think they need to, like, sing a song or do what everyone else is doing, but he just wanted everyone to sing from their heart to the Lord, whatever was on their heart. And I thought that was so cool, because you were hearing all kinds of phrases coming from all this number of people that was there. And that's one thing that I have kind of continued to do, just, you know, in my own time with the Lord, is just to sing the praises and the thanks to him that's from my heart, in what he's doing, what I see in my life and in the lives of those around me. And I, that's just one of the things that he has really impressed on me. And it really blesses me, because I know what's on my heart came from his heart. And it's awesome just to speak back to him what you're feeling. And you know, it came from him, because that old nature in me would not speak that. But I just thought that was kind of an awesome thing. And it has just blessed me to do that. And that's just what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, I've been in the same type of setting, and that's an awesome time. Awesome time. Okay. Anyone else? You know, I'm going to bring up another subject here. We've been getting some word about Planet X coming through 24th, looks like. I don't know, you know, we'll see. But I would recommend this planet coming around the sun is going to bring, it looks like, maybe some CMEs from the sun that would take out some grids and things like that. And the way to protect your electronic gear and your electrical gear is to just unplug it from the circuit, because it's just the CMEs is not like a EMP. They will take out the grid and put high power in the grid, in the electrical grid, and shoot through there and tear up stuff. But if you're unplugged, it can't harm your appliances or your radios or your computers or anything like that. We're going to do is just go out there and hit the main, take it off, and then take the ground off as well. Take the ground off the ground lug. Or you can just go around and unplug everything, either way. But what I also did was I've got an Android smartphone, and I downloaded an app that warns me about any kind of solar activity that may harm. And if you'd like, I can tell you the name of it. It's called Solaris Alpha. Solaris Alpha. And what it'll do, it'll give me an audible when there is a sun or a solar flare or a CME. So that's something you might consider. And if you've got an iPhone, there's one from NASA that you can download as well. And but anyway, I would recommend you getting one because it will warn you before something happens. It'll take it quite a while to get here while it's still around the sun, from the sun. It'll take it a day or so, maybe less than that. It depends on what kind it is, but it'll give you enough time to go around and unplug stuff when you get it. So with that, I'll hush about that, but that's something you ought to consider. Anybody got any questions about that?
You said the 20-something for this month, or?
Well, the word we're getting is September the 24th, something's going to happen. We don't really know exactly what, but it could happen before then. But we do know that something on the 24th is going to happen, the Lord has told us. And if Planet X is coming out, and we've seen photos of this thing, it's coming around the other side of the sun, and they can see it readily down in the south, the southern part of the hemisphere. They're just not reporting it. But we should be able to see that thing real soon here with the naked eye, if that's the case, according to what we've read, you know, and seen. Gil Broussard has said you should see it 10 days before it comes by. So that's something to consider.
Well, Michael, can you email us when you know it's coming?
Are you going to be sitting by your computer?
Well, I mean, if I have 10 days to do it.
you mean see the Planet X?
Well, no, I mean so that we'll know.
The CME?
To alert us to.
Oh, yeah, like, we'll keep y'all. David will keep you informed on his Bible studies, yeah. We'll keep you informed, absolutely.
Okay, and then when you said unplug, I know you said a computer, but did you mean like our refrigerators and everything?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Because the grid is going to go down, but before it goes down, it's going to send a great charge of electricity through the lines. And this happened back in 1859, 69, somewhere along in there. And it took out all the telegraph system. Of course, it didn't have a whole lot back then, and it caught things on fire. That's how much power was going through these lines. So, yeah, and now here we have got all of these electrical grids, and that CME comes in. It'll if you don't have it unplugged, it'll get it. It'll tear it up. So, yeah, just go through the house, unplug it. Just like I said before, what I'm going to do is go out there and pull the main in the breaker box and disconnect the ground, and that'll shield us from all of that.
Yeah, just I don't know if my husband will believe me enough to do that, and my mom is on a breathing concentrator.
Boy, that'll be time for faith, won't it?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not trying to laugh at you, Marlene, but
no, I know. I just don't know what I can do about it, you know.
Well, you can pray and you can ask the Lord
to protect
you. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. We can all do that. Lord, amen. I just thank you for the ones who can't do anything about that, that you're going to be the protection that they need, Lord, and I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Some of you may be living in apartment houses and in assisted living places, and if that's the case, Lord, we just thank you for just protecting everybody's stuff in Jesus' name and protecting them as well. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
In an apartment, and there's a fuse box. If I just flip everything off, will that do it?
Yep.
Okay.
It should.
Thank you.
Yeah, it should. You got a breaker box or a fuse box?
It's a fuse box, but I don't know what the difference is. But it has a bunch of fuses, and if I click it, all the power will go off.
Yeah, yeah. If you just pull that switch, it should keep you from getting hurt.
Okay.
Yep. Amen.
Can I just say something here for a second?
Yes, sir.
I've been looking at these verses for a while now. It's in Ephesians chapter 1 and 18 to 20. Okay. And it's the number 19 one here that I'm particularly thinking that this is applicable on just on the conversation that's going on now. And what the exceeding greatness of his power toward us. And, you know, I put a nice square around us there, who believe according to that working of the strength of his might, which he worked in the Christ when he raised him from the dead. So this exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, and it's according to that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead to be seated at his right hand in the heavenlies. And, you know, like there's from 18 to 20, there's like three what's there, you know. To know what the hope of his calling, what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding, and the one I just read. So this power, this strength and might, you know, I've been just, you know, it's such a faith-building verse, this number 19, that... like, wow, that's a lot. I just wanted to say that verse.
Well, that is, you hit on something there. Look at 21, too. It kind of gives you some kind of an idea. He said, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he put all in subjection under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. So Andrew's right. You know, if you've got the faith to believe, then don't worry about it, because God's power is greater than the power coming through the line. His power, boy, this is awesome. This is good stuff here. What do you think, Andrew? According to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ.
Great Jesus, the Son of God, you know, and
amen. Thank you.
Power, man. It's toward us.
No. Woohoo! That's
sort of wow, and you know the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You know, you don't have to even look. Like that's talking about looking in the mirror. That glory he shares with you, but you know, these three what's here in these lines, man. Yeah, to have. Having the eyes of the heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of that strength. That's the Almighty Father's strength there. And you know, we get to call him Father because Jesus gave us that prayer. Our Father. You know, he's Almighty Father for us, but he's Almighty God to everyone else. And to us, too, of course.
Amen. That's some good verses right there. Well, you know, that's something. That power that he's talking about in these verses there, that's the power that created the universe. That's the power that created everything that he's placed in our hands. Remember when Joshua stopped the sun for a whole day? That happened twice. Who was it told him he wanted the sun to go backwards 10 steps? Who was that? Oh, I was reading about that the other day. But anyway, that's the power that God's given us. To those who are walking in his ways, you have some mighty power behind you.
Hezekiah?
Yeah, Hezekiah. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, that's a lot of power. So if you can do that, you can claim your protection from anything. EMPs, CMEs, CIA, FBI, any of that. Praise God. All right, that's good, Andrew. Thank you so much. Them few verses right there, there's a couple of preachings in them, you know it? Man. Okay, we're kind of winding down here. What I'd like to do is ask y'all what we can get for next Tuesday. Is there a question that you'd like to ask the Lord that you'd like for all of us to get an answer to?
Hey, Michael, you disappeared or is we all hung up?
What's that?
Oh, you're still there. Okay. I just heard dead silence for a minute.
Well, I was waiting on somebody to come up with a question to ask the Lord for Tuesday night. This was good tonight. This was good.
Well.
All right. Go ahead, Angelica.
Oh, man. Lord, forgive me. I just maybe because of the things you're telling, you're talking about, I don't know how to listen in on that, I guess, the daily Bible teaching that that David does. I don't know how to get there, but maybe for the Lord to give us specific directions and dreams concerning the perfect, you know, place that he wants us to be and to be in his perfect timing and will and place and all of that thing. Kind of, you know, for the things that are coming.
Okay, now put that in a simple sentence.
Could we ask the Lord to give every single one of us specifics, maybe what we've already been asking for concerning the things, like, you know, like the things that are coming?
Okay, ask the Lord for specific directions. That he wants us to do or to move or what? Just direction or?
Well, I mean, if like for me, for example, I've been praying for the Lord to show me if he wants me to move or, you know, what he would have me do, you know, if he would have me prepare in any way. And, you know, to just give me a dream or a vision or something. Just to make sure that that I don't miss it, you know. But you know,
okay.
I don't know that that's going to work. But I just
for sure. You see, ask the Lord for direction for the days ahead. Lord, am I to move? am I to move? And I'd get a couple of verses on this. Ask the Lord for direction for the days ahead. Lord, am I to move? Now, some of us already have that direction. We already know, you know. So that can be one that some of you can get. And another one would be, well, let's see, think a minute. Anybody got any idea about something else we can ask?
Maybe who we are supposed to talk to about things? Like who, maybe we're supposed to warn some people, or maybe we're not supposed to talk about it at all. I don't know.
Are we supposed to tell our neighbors? Warn our neighbor. Warn our neighbors of coming destruction. Yeah, I think so. I know so. You're supposed to warn them.
Maybe if, like, specific signs. Like I was reading on the UBM webpage how some people had dreams where the Lord would give a specific sign, and that was the sign to the body of Christ that they were supposed to, you know, that was their kind of like time where the door was open for them to flee. Maybe pray that we don't miss that.
Okay. Ask the Lord for direction for the days ahead as far as physical moving. I know that some of you are on the coast. You've already been warned to move, so.
Yeah, I live in Corpus Christi.
I know.
But
I know.
I hadn't gotten any warning, and I'm like, oh, dear God.
Okay. Well.
I'm going to be surfing.
Yeah. Well, you ask the Lord, and we'll ask the Lord. Look, let's all do this. Let's ask the Lord for direction for other people on the site that wants to know if they're to me. You know, it's going to be kind of hard because you can't be specific for somebody else unless you know who the else is, you know. Okay. I tell you what, I'll think up something and I will email everybody. How's that?
Amen.
Okay. All right. Does anybody need any prayer before we go? Well, Father, I just thank you for the wonderful night that you've given us, Lord. We've learned a lot, Lord. We know what you want out of us now. And that's a positive step, Lord, and I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that you've got our eyes focused on you and you've placed your love in our hearts, Lord. That's what we all need. We need your love in our hearts, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that your love is there. And now we can see through Jesus' eyes at the world, and we know that we don't look at people anymore. We look at the Spirit of Christ in them, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, that we can even love our neighbors as ourselves, Lord, because we know that that's not them. That's some spirit that's driving them. And, Lord, we just have to pity them, and we pray for them, Lord. And I thank you for doing that for each one of us, Father. Even our loved ones, when they come against us, Lord, that's not you. That's not them. That's the Spirit that's driving them. And, Father, I thank you that you're bringing us into that knowledge. You're bringing us into that peace. You're bringing us into that place where we can praise you at all times, Lord, in the good and in the bad as well, in the trials and in the happy times as well, Lord, and I thank you for doing that, Lord. And I praise you for protecting everybody that's going to be traveling or doing things at away from home. And I thank you for your protection upon them, Lord. And I ask and I pray, Lord, that your words would flow out of their mouth that would light up the world ahead of them and around them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, good night, Saints.